Dr. Dreiser, have you done with Jack Cartola?
Yeah.
So let's begin. It's great to see everybody. Let's go, guys. Great, let's begin. How's your back rack? Great to see you. You didn't want to ride, huh? You didn't want to ride from Passaic.
I have COVID right now.
You have COVID? How do you know?
I got a test. I have COVID.
You weren't feeling good?
Yeah.
Who's lame about it? It's great to see you. Okay, let's begin, guys. We're up to number 26. Actually, we did 26, yes? Didn't we do 26, Jake?
Binyamin
said we did 26. We're up to 27. What did we say on the din of Zizim Akdim Lemitzis? We said on Allah, Zizim Akdim Lemitzis. Whoa, Rebbe, you got the wrong year. Last year we learned Sotim Daftal and Manal, Zizim Akdim Lemitzis. Rebbe, you got the wrong year. No, I don't have the wrong year. It's Baba Basra Haim Bates. The Taisus quotes the concept of Zizin Makdim Lemitzvahs. Amazing. What does Taisus say? Taisus writes to compare the concept of Schirus with Pinda Ben. Taisus wants to claim that there is a notion of Tirda the Mitzvah get it done because of Zizin Makdim Lemitzvahs. And therefore, since there's a concept of different Zuzim Akdim Lemitzvahs, Lamai said there's a notion of Tirda as well. Keichel Lelitrin. And there's a notion that you don't want to bother the landlord to come after you by renting. But we say, what kind of notions are bothersome by Pidna Ben? It's Mom Chaylo Tolkien. There's no specific calling. But you have a mitzvah to do it because the Zuzim Akdim Lemitzvahs is going to push you. Remember? Remember we said that? So we said, what do we say about the Din of Zuzim Akdim Lemitzvahs? So we said, this is an amazing Kiddush. Comes along the Rabbi Chonon Vassim, the great one, Shem Yikom Domo. Nazis killed him, Rachmanin, and Shem Yikom Domo, the great Shem should revenge his blood. Great tzaddik. He wants, in Oskov Ches, he says, Zizim Makdim Lemitzvah is only shach to the window where the mitzvah are entering Mechuyubah. Pinya Ben Tok Shloshim, there's no Chiyuv yet. How can Tyson invoke Zizim Makdim Lemitzvah? You want a piece of paper, Shuli, so you'll write it there? You have to write it there?
Yeah,
well, you'll be able to decipher. I'll give you a piece of paper.
My note is the B one.
What?
My regular note is the B one.
You have your regular note is the beer of it?
Yeah.
Okay. So Rabbi Chonon Oskov Ches has that cash. He says, how do you invoke Zizim Akdim Lemitzvah? It's only when you're in the window of the Chiyuv's already come into fruition. Pidna Ben hasn't come into fruition. So in another sefer, Rabbi Chonon wrote Kovet Shmuos, but Matzios Lamentes, he answers that since after 30 days of Bichayim immediately, so therefore, because of Zizim Akdimin, therefore you should give now before the Zman, because I'm afraid that I won't be what? I'm afraid I'll be Tarin, and I won't be able to fulfill the Mitzvah of Zman. The Mitzvah of Zman is the first second comes in. So I want to be able to fulfill it that first second. So how do I do that? I do that with the principle of paying it earlier. And that's where Steinman writes, the great Gaon, Rav Steinman writes, that's what he says, you pay Tok's mano because you don't want to be bothered. The Rajma says, because I'm chayshish, the time will come, I won't have the kesef, and I'll be troubled the malva. So too here, I'm chayshish, I won't have the what? I won't have the money to fulfill the mitzvah of Pinna Ben, and I'm worried about that. So that's the hesber that Rav Chonon writes, Kov Shmuel, with Rav Steinman is mazber, Rav Steinman is mazber, the Rajma. But this is a tremendous chiddush, I want you to get down. That's how they say the concept of Zizim Makdim is being used here. Since after 30, I'll be chayav. Does everyone hear what I'm saying? Since after 30, I'll be chayav Yosef because of Zizim Makdim. Immediately, I want to get that down. But in a time, they stand on their head to say Zizim Makdim is being used only within the window of the mitzvah. Since I know it's for the first tick of that window, it's going to be chayav. I want to get it done already. But don't tell me that Zizim Makdim can be invoked outside the window of the mitzvah. Comes along with this evangel and says no. The Goyoni Ashas, the great Goyno as well, argues and he claims, in Sokhum Davdalin, he brings a riot from our Tosha Baba Basra, Hamid Beis, that there's a Dinzizim Akdim Lemitzvah before the Zman of Mitzvah even comes in. So it's a big machlok, it's how to interpret our Tosha. And that's the Poshim Shan our Tosha. That he's invoking Zizim Akdim even before the window of the Mitzvah has come in. And therefore, that's what Yosef Engel quotes in his good Bikiyas. If someone asks you, where does Tosis and all of Bavasa, the biggest Masechta in Shas, invoke the Din of Zizim Akdim Lemitzvahs? What are you talking about? It's an easy question. Amen, base in the Tosis, the Mice. You don't want to be a Valgaiva about it, but you just learned it, Lamais. So the Bechias, you follow me? And Yosef Engel says that Zuzim Akdim Mitzvah can be invoked even before the window of the Mitzvah has emerged. He doesn't stand on his head and reinterpret Tysus. The Poshim Shad Tysus, like he's saying, right? You haven't gotten to day 30, he still says Zuzim Akdim Mitzvah. Not shot that, oh no, that since Zuzim Akdim will come into play at day 30, I want to get it done now. You know what I mean? That's like a Chachad Gadja a little bit, Poshim Shad, no? Poshim Shad Tysus is like with Yosef Engel. What I mean by Chagatja, I don't think that's a post-trant, but you have to recognize both Gidol Lechroin. And we said that Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo Chedek Beis Sofsim and Dalit asks, not asks, but he says, if you're Makdim and give Pidnat Ben before day 30, you cannot say a bracha. There's normally a bracha done at Pidnat Ben. He says, you do it earlier, not Yotz. Now we said, please get this down. Remember we said, Tok Shlosh, if you give the money, the money's consumed, you're not Yotz at Pidnat Ben. If you give the money and it's not Misach Lomos, if the money still exists at day 30, then of course you're Yotz. You don't have to do it in the Sina per se on day 30. I meant to look at Shulchan Aruch, believe it or I have to, but I believe that's the din. So he asks, if you give it before 30, you can't say a bracha. Why can't you say a bracha? I mean, why can't you do it early? Because you'll lose the bracha. Mr. Brewer writes in Simin Shin Lamed Tes, in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Sivkar Chav Zayin, Simin Chav Zayin, he says, Pinya Ben that comes out on Shabbos, you cannot give it on Friday. Why? You can't give it on Manasseh that should take effect on Shabbos. Why not? Why not, Jake? Because you can't say the bracha. Don't give it early because you lose out on the bracha. Do it on Sunday then. At least you could say the bracha. It's a day late, okay. But the bottom line is I'm not losing the bracha. What I'm saying to you is that Shlomo Zalman Lamaisa just asks, if you give early the Pidnei Ben, you won't be able to say a bracha. And therefore, Lamaisa, we should really discourage you from giving early, because you lose out the bracha, like the Mishnah Berurah writes. So he's very bothered by this Tosfos, that Tosfos says there's a notion, there's an encouragement to give it early, because there's Zimakdim Lemitzah. Aren't you losing out the bracha? Just like the Mishnah Berurah says, if Pidnei Ben comes out on Shabbos, don't give it on Friday. So he blies by Akasha. He really blies by Akasha, Lemaisa. Okay? He blies by Akasha. He doesn't understand the Tosfos. Aren't you going to lose out the bracha? Okay? Fine. My response to that, I think our response to that is, you know, it's a lesser of the evils. You want to lose out the whole mitzvah, or you want to lose out the bracha, right? The bracha's not mocking in the mitzvah. If you're afraid, God forbid, you're not going to have any gelt at all, and you'll never be able to do the mitzvah, then lamaisa, isn't it better to at least do the mitzvah without the bracha and then not do the mitzvah at all? That's what our response would be. I don't know if you said that in shir. I think we might have. Yes, yes.
You said in shir that you give it right back beforehand and you have it prepared, you know?
Right, right. That's true. You give it right. We said that's a very, very good memory. In other words, we said give it to the Kohen and have him give it back down that day, and then it'll give you be able to ensure you said the bracha.
Yeah.
But that'll also ensure you that you won't waste the money and use it on something else. Good, good. Very good. Okay, then answer number what? 27. 28. What do we say on Shema Yipol Beisul Shalmaskin? Let's get it, guys. We pointed out that Tysus, this led Tysus to say Tamacher, right? That even though the theory of Hekel Olitron, even though in Bechiris and by Schiris, Lamaisa, what's the pshat? So the Re developed the following theory. What was the theory of the Re? The Re said that there's a concern the baby would die, God forbid, Tov Shloshim, Rahman Olitzlan, and there would be no din of Pidnei Ben. There would be no din of Pidnei Ben, so no one's going to pay Tok Shloshim. Give him over the money and have him keep the money. And Hava, Lamaisa, person Lamaisa is certainly going to be Chayiv, so you want to be able to what? You want to be able to, you know, get out of it. So therefore, if you can get out of it, you're going to try to get out of it to the best of your ability. Because you have a chol, but by a bechor, the baby might die, and by the house of the landlord might fall, and there's a phrase that the sofer's going to have to leave. Because why? Well, I'll give you that. The landlord says to the renter, let me tell you something. I don't have to be on the streets because my house fell down. I own your house. You get out, and I'm taking over. So therefore, Lamaisa, what Tosfos basically says is that when it comes to Hava, there's a notion that you want to what? There's a notion when it comes to Hava, you see, Lomai, so we assume there's a chazaka that there's not going to pay tok shlosha for pidin haben or for schiris because you might not come to fruition. Rachman al Islam, the baby might die, and then the guy's house might fall down, the master's house, which will cause the master to throw out the sofer. Yes? But when it comes to halvah, you don't have that concern. And Abai and Rava say, Adam is pareb toksmano, because why? Okay? That was Tosa. So we said, please get it down. Okay? We said that it's interesting. We just didn't say it was interesting. We said it's mashma tais the chiyuv is miyad when it comes to a rental. Just the reason is you're not going to pay because you might end up being potter because you'll be thrown out of the house. But it's mashma tais the chiyuv to pay your rent starts at day one. And the Rabbi Yon and the Rashba denied that and defied it. And they said that what when you rent something, you only have to pay at the end of the skirus. Get that down. That's the first nakuda. We had a fundamental machlokes when it comes to a rental, is the chiv start immediately? Our test mashin does. Just you don't have to pay it because you might not come to fruition. According to Rabbi Yon and the Rashba, it doesn't start till the end of the rental. You got that, Jake? Number one. No Gemaras tomorrow, guys. No Gemaras, and the guys are on Zoom, and every person, everyone's got to be on time. No Gemaras are just questions.
Who's the other
opinion? The Rabbi Yon and the Rashba against Isis. Number two, please get it. Tosfos, interestingly enough, Aryeh, says that whose house fell down? The landlord's. He doesn't say the renter's house fell down, does he? Rashi and the Russian, Bobetzia, Kupes and Bey say, Lamai, so actually, before we get this Nakuda, first let's get this Nakuda. Tosfos says if the house of the landlord falls down, yes? The renter's got to leave right away whenever the landlord throws him out. And Rashi and Rush argue and say he doesn't have to leave the house until the end of the skirus. Okay? That's the second nakuda I want you to get.
Why would the renter have to leave right away?
What'd you say? What do you mean? He's in charge. It's no house to live the landlord. The landlord has no house. His house fell down. Because the landlord forced the renter out immediately.
Didn't Tosa say that the renter's house is the one that fell down?
No. The masker's, the landlord's house fell down. Masker, remember that? Baisel shom masker, please. Right, Shema Yipo Baisel shom masker, truly. I'm proud of you, Ed. This is how you learn. Yes, you follow me?
Yeah.
This is how you learn. So, Lamaisa, can you throw him out in the middle of the month? There must be way. So, it's mashroom, Taisus. Lamaisa can throw him out right away. Rashi and the Rush say what? You can't only throw him out at the end of the rental. You got it? That's the second nakuda. You guys got to get all these three nakudas. Third nakuda. Tosef Bamitzia Kubezin Rosh Kacheskes writes, maybe the house of the landlord or the renter fell down. Our Tosef only mentioned what? The landlord's house. What's the significance? Says Rekobin Shiurim Rebuchon Hashem Yikom Domoy. Maybe our Tosef holds like the Ra'al, that the Ritva quotes of Bamitzia Kuf Gimlaf, that goes among us, choose a Rashi. That even if the house falls down, listen to this, even if the house of the sofer falls down, the sofer still got to play the rent. Because mazalo gorin, he stopped husadeu. That's a lashon gemara k'suvas beis and beis. Stop husadeu, your field flooded. Your own mazal caused it. I'm sorry, you still got to pay it.
Do you have cash left in Zoom?
I don't know. There's no. I have no concept of it. It just comes on. It just comes on.
Yeah, he did the wrong one then.
The wrong one. Jake, you want to give him the right number?
It's in the...
Should be in the league, yeah. Should be in the league. So, Lamaisa, Taisus and Bab Mitzia holds like the Ramban, that if the bias falls down, the sofer's parted from skiris. Please get that. If at day 15, the house of the renter falls down, do you still have to pay the rent? So the Taisus and Bab Mitzia and the Ramban say, of course not. Our Tosfos says you have to. That's why our Tosfos doesn't mention it. So I'm going to chaz over these three nakudas. I want you to get it. Very important. All three of these nakudas. Question Mishnah. The first one is conceptually, does a rental chiyuv start immediately? Our Tosfos says it does, but Lamaisa, he won't pay it because he's afraid it won't come to fruition. It might fall down in the middle. But conceptually, the chiyuv starts right away. That's against Rabbi Yonah Rashba, who said the chiyuv only starts when? At the end, day 30, when the skirus is done. That's number one, nakuda. Number two nakuda is if the house of the masker falls out, can he throw him out immediately? Our Tosus says yes. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah Tzikru Benzmei say no, you not. You know you can't. You want to throw him out at the end of the skirus, and then the masker will take over because he has no house to live. I guess he has to live in a hotel for that month. And the third nakuda is. And then Tosu Bar Mitzia mentions that maybe the house of the landlord and the or the house of the sofer falls down. Why does our Tosu not mention that? So Rabbi Chanan says, I'll tell you why our Tosu doesn't mention it. Because our Tosu holds like the Ra'ah that the Ritva quotes about Mitzia Kuv Gimel Manav, the Gosman Manus, Chuvus Arashba of Binyamin, that hold that even if the house falls down, the sofer still has to pay the rent. It's tough for him. Because Mazalo Garn Mistakus Adeu. And Tosu Bar Mitzia holds like the Raman says, of course not. If the house of the sofer falls, why should I have to pay the rent? So those are three very important nakudas of Gabi Skiris that I want you to get.
Tosfos
Bava
Mitzia says that the renter doesn't have to
pay. Tosfos Bava Mitzia says, Kishdisa Ramban, that you're parted from Skiris, correct? Mm. That's what I would have said, right?
If
your house or your renting falls down.
Then I have to kick them out.
No, that's a separate nakuda. If it falls down, I'm included in Skiris. If it falls down, I'm included. The second nakuda is, when can you throw them out? There's no doubt he can throw out. The shadow is when? In the middle or at the end? Yes, Yosef.
Do you get to pay for the whole time or just the time he stayed?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Josh Lefton, Seth Rose, great to see you. Benji Gill, let's see everyone's pictures. See everyone's pictures. Yosef's asking that, according to the sheet that it says, namely our Tosas, that you have to pay for the rent, Yosef's saying you have to pay for the whole month. Or do you have to pay for the 15 days? You tell me. What does the Svar of Mazla Goring and Stafa Sadeu mean? I mean, for sure he should have to pay for the 15 days, no? I mean, he lived there.
Maybe he gets out of it.
No, I don't think so. I think it means you got to pay for the whole thing. I think it means you got to pay for the whole thing. There's no doubt he should pay for the 15 days. He lived there.
Maybe it's
the house was fine. I don't think so. You're saying it should be contingent, it's all or nothing? I don't think so. We'll have to look into it. But my natia is you have to pay for the whole thing. That's when it's stopless of there. Because the stopless of there, that far is not appropriate for the first 15 days because you lived there. You got me? I make many more mistakes than you did there. I'm glad you made a mistake. No one else made a mistake. You're exactly they make a mistake. That's when you got it right. You follow me?
Okay?
What'd you say?
You got more mistakes. I have many more.
No, it's good more. It's good, Lamice. Okay? Everyone else should have made a mistake. Okay, good. Proud of you guys. That's number 28. We have to look into it, guys, but that's what I meant to you. Just like we say in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, you can pass the missing a slight Matthias of Das if you have an intuition. You have an intuition. You should know that Dimbe Fairs, but you have an intuition. That's what I would say. All right, we have to check it. That's number what? 28. 29. What did Tais ask in the end of the Tais? The Gabi Abai, the Rabbi. You guys remember that? Tais is very sharp. He asked, he says, what was the Gemara's Kasha? What was the Gemara's Kasha on Rish Lakish? You tell me. What was the Gemara's Kasha on Rish Lakish? Gemara's Kasha and Reish Lakish from the Reish or from the Sefer? You tell me, guys. What do you say?
Sefer.
The Kasha and Reish Lakish?
No, it's the Reish.
Kasha and Reish Lakish is Lamaisa from the Reish. Okay? So, Tosus developed this theory, Ariel, that this theory is such a beautiful theory that if something might not come to fruition, even a Bai Verava will agree to that. Is that correct? Yes, that's all Tosus' whole theory. If something will not come to fruition, even a Bai Verava agreed it. Normally they'd say Adam Pareb Toksmana. Yes? But they're motivated by certain cases, namely where let's say the wall will never be built. If the wall will never be built, just like we said, the baby might die, God forbid, just like we said that the house might fall down, even a Bai Verava agreed on a Pareb Toksmana. So why is the Gemara only a Hakan Reish Lakish? The Gemara should have asked on who? A Bai Verava also from what? From the ratio, because the wall might not get built. That was Tosus' kasha. Okay? What did Tosus answer? I should have included that in the answer. What does Tosus answer? He says, what does Latimech mean? Many times in Shas we say Latimech. In a Hanami, the Gemara could have asked that kasha. In a Hanami, the Gemara could have asked the kasha in the Bai Verava. Okay? Lamaisa. The Gemara could have asked the kasha as well. In a Hanami, he could have asked. It could have asked the kasha. The Hayayach, Yochor Reish Lakish Lomer, Gamal Bayer, Rola, Tliga, the kasha, you must listen. Could have said it. And they would have to give the same answer, Lamaisa, that every, you know, Kol Shofa, the Shofa. But in the Hanami, the Gemara doesn't always ask all kashas, okay? That answer is number 29. 30. What do we add on from the Marshal and the Rashba? What do we add on from the Rashba and the what? What do we add on from the Marshal and the Rashba? Let's get it. Yeah, this is 30 now. Okay? You got what we just said before? You got that, Clore? Yeah? Yeah, no, there's what was Tosol theory, are you? Let's get it. Then take off the coat. You'll be more awake. You do whatever. Too cold. Okay, do whatever you're more comfortable with. But I want you to be focused. Tosol's whole theory was that if the chiyuv is not going to come to fruition, then even Abai Barava will not say Adam Pareb Toksmano. Normally they say Adam Pareb Toksmano, right? Abai Barava. Not Likrish Lavish. But Tosol developed the theory that if it's not going to come to fruition, no one's going to pay it early. Like we said, the baby might die by Pinnev, and God forbid. Like we said, the house might fall down by Sirius. Like we said here, but maybe the wall won't be built. So Abai Barava will agree with Rish Lakish, if Adam Pareb. So why didn't when the Gemara asked the Kash on the Rish, did only ask on Rish Lakish? Should have asked on Abai Barava too as well. So Tosol says, look, time is. You're right. It's a good Kasha. But the Gemara doesn't ask every Kasha in the universe. The Gemara always doesn't ask all that. That's what it's, the time is. Right? Kama Mekoinis, he says, Yachalon will time it below comfort. The Gemara could say, according to your reasoning. But what? You know what? Well, the time is. It doesn't say it. Okay. You got it? That's 29:30. What do we add on from the Marshal and the Rashba? So we added on with the following. We said that Tosfos Lemaisa, we said that Tosfos is holding the Zman of Piron is after the Gemara, the Binyan HaKosa. So therefore by HaKosa, even a Bai Barava would say no one pays it. So the Marshal said this is totally Bacheri. Because you're waiting for the other guy to build it. And maybe the other guy won't build it. So that's why Lemaisa will be putting. It's very similar to the rental. Maybe the house will fall down. So there's the Marshal embellishes Tosfos and says that since it's totally Bacherim, that's why we're saying it's not coming to fruition. So, but Tosfos is assuming that the Zman of the Piron is after the Binyan HaKosel, is at the end of the Binyan HaKosel. It's at the end of the Binyan HaKosel. So if I Kosel, even the Bible Rebbe will say, no one's going to pay it because it's totally Bacherim. Maybe the other guy won't build it, so I won't have to pay it. So maybe the other guy won't build. Remember, we're talking about a situation, right, of the ratio up to the Arvama. So maybe he says he's going to build, maybe he won't. I want you to get down, though. The Rashba on Hamad Aleph says that since you were not Koveya Bozman by Kosol, but you were just Toveyim to build with him, the Chiyuv starts immediately.
Say that again, Rabbi?
Yeah, the Rashba says since the whole Kosol has no Zman, once you ask him to contribute and build with me, the Chiyuv starts immediately. Tosfos clearly says that the Zman and the Piron is the end of the building. Rashba begs to differ with that, and he claims the chiyuv to what the build begins as soon as you tovam right away. Okay, that answers 30. 31. What did the Nachlas David say? Nachlas David gave a teretz to Tosfos Kasha. Instead of saying Kama Makomos, it says Latimech, the Merkin has it. Nachlas David says a different teretz. What's his teretz? His teretz is granted, the guy might not build it, but the chiyuv to build the wall begins right away. The chiyuv to build the wall begins right away, and that you can't get out of. You can't pop yourself from. So it's not shy to say the svara, maybe you don't have the svara that maybe won't come to fruition. The chiyuv surfaces immediately. The chiyuv surfaces immediately. Yosef, you follow me? And therefore that's what the Dr. David says. The chiyuv surfaces immediately. So since the chiyuv surfaces immediately, you can't say that kash of Tosfos. Oh, that Abai Barava would agree because the chiyuv won't come to fruition. The chiyuv came to fruition, says the Nachlas David. Reb David Tovel, the great Goyim, the Talmud of Abchai Veloshim. That answers number 31. And number 32, what does the Teres Chaim say? The Teres Chaim says the following Teres of Tosfos Kasha. He says, Abai Barava held only by Halvoyah. Where you did the guy a favor, only by loans, where you did the guy a favor, will a person pay Toksman if he has the cash. Mm-hmm. But at Pidna Ben and Sirius, there was no chesed done. There was no chesed done. So Lefiza, the whole kasha of the Kosol, is a need of chesed. Because the guy started building it on his own. Levad. Even though his friend is chayav lishtat if he didn't give him any cash. So therefore, since he did a chesed, even according to Abai Barava, therefore, according to Abai Barava Lemaisa, a person would pour a Toksman, and therefore it's not a kasha. Therefore, it's not a kasha. Very sharp. Abaye and Rava would agree. That's why it doesn't ask on Abaye and Rava. Because in this case, they did a chesed. Yosef, you follow me? Yosef, you got this? You got one? Words, that's why Abaye and Rava, Abbas Pereh B'Tok's man. Because you do the chesed. Abaye and Rava responding to a chesed. So therefore, you have a chesed by Alval, you have a chesed also by Kosel. Pinya Ben and Spirits, there's no chesed being done. So therefore, there's no mandate of Abaye and Rava's man. Nachlas David's teretz. I'm sorry, teretz chayim's teretz. Beautiful sharp. Beautiful terutzim. Taisir kama makomus l'taymich. Taus sabzit in Bible's terutzim. But l'maisin, those are the two. So number 33. That was 32. 33, let's go. Number 33. What is our mahalif? We had a whole pilpul here. What was the mahalif in the Marashah and Rabbi Kiveger, the Tosfos of the Mishnah, his commentary on the Mishnah, So the Marashah had a Harifus here. Marashah had a Harifus. Binyamin, you with me? What was the Harifus of the Marashah? The Marashah asks, why didn't Tosis ask, what was Tosis Kasha? What was Tosis Kasha? Let's go. Number 33. What was Tosis Kasha? Tosis asks, number 33. 33 is the last question in Shir Tu Chazar. That's the 33. Not Tony Dorsett. Tony Dorsett's son was number 33. When I was you guys, even younger, when I was a little kid, the running back at the Cowboys was Tony Dorsett, number 33. Okay? That's not what we're referring to. We're referring to 33, the last question in Shir Chazar, number 2. Okay? He's a running back. He also went to Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh. Okay, you ready? So, number 33, the Marashah asks, Tosus asked, why didn't the Gemara ask the Kasha that it did on Rish Lakish and Rish on Abaye and Rava based on Tosfos theory? So Marashah says like this. Why? I'm just saying over what did Tosfos say? What was Tosfos Kasha? That the Gemara asked on Abaye and Rava from the what? From the Rish. Yes? I'm sorry, they asked from Rish Lakish on the Rish. Correct. Tosfos said, why is the Kasha also not on Rish Abaye and Rava? Because they're motivated Rish Lakish when it won't come to fruition. Thank you, Bino. Yes? So the Marashah adds on, why did Tosfos ask this kasha? When the Gemara asks the kasha of Abaye and Rava from the Sefer, yes? It says, Becheske shel Olmosan, Hachivari Raya shel Nosan, won't Abaye and Rava agree there? They're not Pareh B'Tos Mano? Right? That would have been a great kasha. Why doesn't Tosfos ask, what's the worst kasha of Abaye and Rava? Abaye and Rava said, Pareh B'Tos Mano, we assume you didn't pay. You know why we assume he didn't pay? Because maybe he won't finish the wall. So Gemara should get the kasha out of its mouth. It's a similar genre of a kasha. But it's what is Gemara? Once you develop Tosa's theory, thesis, then the whole kasha from the safe on Abaye and Rava shouldn't start. Because normally we say, Adam Pareh B'Tos Mano, but not in this case, because maybe he won't finish. It's a great kasha. So the Marashah answers like this. Dafka, something that's totally B'Das Acherim, like building a wall, where your friend's going to build it, that we don't assume you're going to pay until your friend builds it. But in the Seifa, it's not totally in someone else. Who's it totally on? The guy himself, because he said he was going to what? He said, no, in the Seifa was totally B'das Atzmo. Right? Why is it totally B'das Atzmo? Why is it totally B'das Atzmo? Right? Right, in the Reisha, the Binyan HaKol says, Ayadei Chaveiro, he's not going to pay until what his friend builds it. The second guy's not going to pay the first guy until his friend builds it. But in the safe where it's totally B'das Atzmo, where you built your own wall to match the height of the Lebanon's, that's all in your own control. He said that a person shoppers Pareh Tos Mano. So the Gemara, despite that, asks on Abaye and Rava. The theory of Tos should not apply because something that's totally B'das Atzmo, right, that a person will pay. And you built it, so you should pay. You built an equivalent height wall. So therefore, that's why the Gemara asks, you still say ain't on a Pareh B'Tos Mano. That's what the Marashah says. So comes along Rabbi Kiveger, knows Vav, and he says, what are you talking about? Someone's told him das Atzmo also. Why is someone told him das Atzmo? You assume we're not chayshish. We assume a guy's going to pay. What could happen? An onus could happen. We talked about onus early in the morning, right? About Esther being under duress. We talk about under duress in the city. You can't go into the city where there's Avodah Salt Lake. I don't know. Salt Lake City? I don't know. Let's say Mormons. Yeah, the whole city's Avodah Zarah, let's say. If you assume you can't go to Salt Lake City? It's impossible. You get him there living. There's a beautiful Chabad on a shirt there. He said, under duress, you're under duress. So he says, maybe I'm under duress here. Just because Tony Bazat's limit over so happy, you won't be able to finish the wall. You want to build the wall, you're building a wall. Lomai says it's going to be 11 feet tall, 11 amas tall to match it. Maybe something's going to happen in the middle. It's like the master's house falling down. We're cautious for that, even though there's an onus. Even though it's an onus, we're cautious for that. Maybe the landlord's house will fall down. So that was Rabbi Kiveger's kasha in the Marsha. So Lomaisa, Rabbi Kiveger answered the Marsha's kasha, I'll pee the Nemuki Yosef, that one. Remember that Nemuki Yosef? That there's no machlokes being toys in Nemuki Yosef, and it's an issue of buying the wall. It's all an issue of buying the wall. So we asked, why didn't we ask the kasha? It was an issue of buying the wall. It's a great kasha. It's an issue of buying the wall. We assume Abai is going to say what? Abai Rabbi would say you should pay it, so why do we assume he didn't pay it? So the kasha is intact. The Gemara makes a lot of sense. Because Rabbi Kiveger Lashitosa learns his Lomach Lashitos in Nemuki Yosef against the Xos, who he said that what? Against the Xos said the Poshim Shat there was what? Poshim Shat there was a Machlaikis, no? That's what we seem to say, Lamaisa. Poshim Shat, Lamaisa, there was a Machlaikis. The way the Xos presented it is a two diametrical approaches. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Kiveger learns if you fuse them together, then therefore the Kash remains intact. We defended the Marshal. Remember how we defended the Marshal, Yosef? How do we defend the Marshal? We said that Lamaisa, the bottom line is you're right, an onus can always happen. Hashem's in control of everything. But if it's told me that's awesome, at least you could hire someone. I don't know if a person got sick, he got COVID, at least you could hire someone to build your wall. Not totally bedasachem, like in the race, you're waiting for the other guy to build it. In the safe of Lamaisa, you're totally in control. When I mean totally in control, even if an onus happens, or you yourself can't do, you could hire guys. That was our response to save the Marshal against the Kasher of the Kiveger. Yes, we know.
Never said it was like an inadavar so.
That's what you then responded. That what?
That's just that, like, if you're going to say, oh, nothing's ever in anyone's control, then I'm like, yeah, the Kasher thing, like, what kind of certainty does it ever exist?
Right. You're trying to strengthen our liquidity.
Right, yeah.
Okay, I hear you. Good. I'm just saying you don't even have to say that. I'm just saying that it's more in the guy's control. You know what I mean? But then you could respond to me. I don't know. Yeah. You could always dig up a case. It's kind of like you go in, the guy has a heart attack, God forbid, with one old son. There's a stroke, God forbid, with one old son, and he didn't leave over directions how to do it. You're right, Melissa. You're right, Melissa. I'm just saying you whittle it down more, the possibilities, when it's Badass Hospital. That's what I would say to Marshall in responding back to Baby. Okay, that answers number one. That finishes shear number three. Let's go to shear. That finishes number shear two. But let's go to number three, number one. Okay, you guys ready? Now, I'll be in the base Spanish. Josh, good to see you. I'll be in the base Spanish. Got a little 2:30 to 5:30. Also, I don't know. I haven't seen Yehuda, so you know you're asking for kashas, Lamaisin. 2:30 to 5:30. If you want, you can call me. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, foolish lame. Okay, foolish lame. Okay, you ready? So you got me. So, Lomais, you can ask me kashas today. And listen. We did call Midget 1, so, but I was thinking, if you want to go the whole time till we finish, it could take us to 1:30, maybe even 3:30. Like Rabban Soloveitchik, I told you the story, no? I read it. Rabban Soloveitchik, the end of the first period was Baba Basra. He gave shir from like 9 to 4. It was the day of a chasana of one of the bachim of the shir. He went out in the middle of the mikveh, the boy. He came back. And then they all went to the chasana at the end of the shir. 9 to 4. But that was our Rebbe, the Baron Soloveitchik. We called Minchin 1. So, even though deep down, I know you want to do it. I know you want to go to the end. Okay? But let's see. Let's start. Let's see how far we get. Okay? Shir 3, Bechazar number 1. Echa, Gemara, these are the first few are very simple, but it brings you to the Davov, to the two dots, which I want you to know. Okay? Try to chazar everything, guys, really. And then go back on Maka and Nike. You can ask me questions during the intercession. Please ask me. Be in touch. Be in touch, Lomaisa. Okay? You ready, Ariel? Even though you're in Florida, enjoying the sun. Okay? How does the Gemara, maybe we could, anyone who wants to go down to Florida, Ariel, make a barbecue for us. No? Would you do it?
I bet my dad would be happy
to. Oh, yeah? That is so nice. Okay? Hot dogs, hamburgers, the whole deal. Okay? Very nice of you. Okay. How does the Gemara want to poshit the shayla of migu b'makom chazaka me'areisha u'ma'adchia? Very simple, guys. Poshit Gemara, but I want you to know it. The Gemara on the bottom, the Haman Bay Shuli, last two lines, asks a question. Ibayalu means a Shalom Smedesh. Oh, there he is. There he is. We've been missing you, Usher. We've been missing you, Usher. Please, let's go. This is the Iker. Not watching the Falcon games, Lamites, okay? Let's go. This is the Iker. All right? The Gemara has a Shiloh. The Gemara has a Shiloh that says, Tovu Lachar's man, and he said, Praticha Betoch's man. Is it a Migu B'makam Chazaka? Does it win or does it not win? You said, Praticha's mano. It was day 30. I paid him 15. I have a Migu to say, I could have said I paid you today. Yes? Is that good or not? Does the Migu be an Achaz? I got an end of prayer. The Gemara says, well, why don't you look at the ratio of the Mishnah? The ratio of the Mishnah is up to Dalet Amos. If it was Toveim Lachar's man, he said, Praticha B'smani, he's cheat his belief. Must be Praticha B'smani. He said he paid back Toxman, and it's Migu B'tzad, even B'makam Chazake. Ah, so Gemara wants to approach it to Shiloh from the ratio of the Migu wins. Gemara slugs it up by saying, no. Shiny Yilchot to call Shafa the Shvashas Minehu. What does that mean? That it's not Toxman. There are 20 installments, and you're already at this man. Fine, then answer number one. Plain and simple. Please get it. That's how you remember. That's how you know Shas, guys. That's how you remember conception. Not that you have to know every word. It's good to know every word. Did I ever tell you Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, that's how? The chief rabbi of Montreal, he knew Gemara Baal Peh. He knew Shas Baal Peh. In fact, there was a Rebbe, also just Nifter. I think it was Leviathan Tedder of Dualwitz. That's how. He was a Rebbe in MTA. He had a photographic memory. He also knew. Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung was beside a Kiddush for my brother, Shlita, my older brother, in Montreal, chief rabbi. And he asked me what I was learning. And I told him he recited the whole Almond Baal Peh. I couldn't believe it. He recited the whole Baal Peh. Now, I'm not saying you have to know every word, but conceptually, you can think about today. Migu Makom Osaka, Gemara tried to read a riot from the ration, and says that, well, we assume the second guy paid. Migu wins. Gemara slows up. It's not Toksman. That answer number one. Number two. How does the Gemara want to be poshed the Shaila from the Seifa? What was the Dechid? Gemara says, look at the Seifa. What does it say? What's the case? We assume he didn't pay until he was right that he paid. What's the case? Yeah? If you tell me, remember that. Some of them will go, what's the case? If he's told me Akhar's man, he said, Pratikh's man, why shouldn't he be believed? Must be Pratikh's man, and he's not believed. Migu loses after Chazaka. How do you slug that up? Niemar! Who said the he would ever come to fruition? So don't tell me it's a classical example of Toksman. It's Miyamar Lamaisa. It's Miyamar. That's why we don't believe the guy. Maybe a regular Migu Makozoka does win. But this is Miyamar. Who says this Chiyu would ever be, ever, you know, the Rabban would ever be Mechayivu? That answer number two. Number three. How does Gemara want to post the Shah from Mishnah Shuas? Rebbe, where's the Mishnah Shuas? Rebbe. What do you mean, Rebbe? You call me Rebbe, I don't know. Mishnah Shuas, we're not learning Shuas. Tashma! It's a Mishnah Shvuas. Kol HaTorah Kula Chasi. Gemara's quoting a Mishnah Shvuas, right? At the Lamed Chesman base. The guy says, I have $100 in my hand. You have $100 in your hand. He says, yes. Tomorrow, he says, give it to me. He says, tomorrow I'll pay it back to you. He says, give it to me. Next day comes. A few days later, he says, I gave it to you already. Pata. If he says, Ein l'chob yori chai. What's the Havamina? Netati l'cho means I paid you bismani. Ein l'cho b'yori means I paid you toksman. And it says you're chayiv. So you see the migu loses out to the chazaka. Good raya. Mer says, no, it's a bad raya. Because ein l'cho b'yori means what? What does ein l'cho b'yori mean? Netati means I owe parlam and I paid it back. What does ein l'cho b'yori mean? Lo yidvor mi oilum. Excellent. Excellent. Means la adam. Excellent. It means it never existed. I didn't borrow a penny from you at all. Ein l'cho b'yori means nothing. There's nothing at all. If Gemara coins the famous phrase of Rava, kol omer lo lavisi, anyone who says I didn't borrow as if he said what? Lo parati, Ariel, please. Anyone who says what? I didn't borrow as if I said I didn't pay back. So it sheds no light on our shiloh. He basically said he didn't pay it back. Our shiloh is you said you paid it back. Right? So therefore, in this case, he's not believed at all, Allah Maisa. And therefore, because we treat his lola vitsi as kima lola parati, because he was moted. Remember, he was moted that what? He was moted that he borrowed, right? Remember, that was the key thing that a lot of people forget. The guy was moted, Lamais, when you talk about this thing. He was moted, there was all dog, Lamais. Okay? He was Oda. That's what Rashi said. Remember we said that? There was Oda Lamaisa, there was a loan. But when you say Lulavisi, Lamaisa, you're basically retracting what you said about the Oda loan, but we treat it as if you actually said Lo Parati. So it sheds no light on our Shaila. Okay? That's 3-4. What is the Maskana of the Shaila Bigum of Azaka? There is no Maskana. It's an Ibayin Lo Ifshito. It's a question that's not resolved. You're a Dayan. You're a Dayan. You're a Dayan. What do you do in this Shaila? The Toveh says, give me the money. Toveh Lacher's mine. The guy says, I paid you back, talks mine. He has a new to say, I paid that. What's your, you're a Dayan. What do you say? Motsim of Amariah. Excellent. See, by the Motsim of Amariah, the law of walks. He doesn't have to pay a penny. He doesn't have to pay. Miku Bamakos, as he said, the question's unresolved. The din is what's going to arrive. Until you prove to me I have to pay a penny. The law of walks. Okay, that's 4, 5. Let's go, guys. What does Tosfos Elema say? Okay? Let's go to Hamad Beis. We're up to Tosfos Dirmaski Elema. Tosfos Dirmaski Elema says, this Elema is going on the ratio of the Sefer. You guys tell me when it said Elema, what is it saying? Is it the ratio one or the Sefer one?
The ratio one.
The ratio one. Excellent, guys. Excellent. Because the word Elema doesn't even appear in the Sefer, does it? Yeah, it does. But it doesn't say on my low, it says Pshita. So very good, guys. It's going on the ratio. So the Gemara said, if we're talking about that he said paid it back, Bisman, it's Pshita's belief. Fractize, what kind of Pshita is that? We have a claw in on Paretok's model. We have an Anasani that he built the wall. So shouldn't you say, Hamavu Khaver ain't sarp before Bain is a Kiddush? We said that was not. Mavu Khaver ain't sarp before Bain is not. So why is it more say Pshita that he's belief? Why is it so Pshita? Since you hold, put together two things, and an Abraham Dov's model, and as an Anzadi that he built the wall, to tell me a Chiddush that you don't have to pay back in front of Adam is a Chiddush. So why is the Lord saying that to Pshita? That was Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos the answer is, he says, you know what, I want to tell you something. Even according to Mount Omer, Mabu Chavir Abedim, Sarah Kafar Abedim, that's because you didn't believe the guy, because you lent it in front of Adam. That's why we insist you got to pay back in front of Adam. But here, there's no indication at all, Ariel. There's no hochacha that I didn't believe the guy. Where's the hochacha? We're part. We're neighbors. There's no hochacha at all that I don't believe the guy. There was pshita that I shouldn't have to pay back with him. Where was there an indicator that I didn't trust you, that I would have to pay back with him? There was no indicator. That's why the Gemara says when you say praticha bismani, it's pshita that he's believed. You got me, Ariel? It's no doubt. That's what Tosfos said, Shah. Okay, that answers number 5. 6, what did the Maharam say on Tosfos? So the Maharam commented on Tosfos, and he said, I don't know why Tosfos needs to say the phrase, Einan Aparepot Osmano. Why doesn't he just go to the Anan Sahadi? There's an Anan Sahadi, you beat the walls, that's like Nova Bein, and done. It's a Chiddush to say your Parati without having to pay back with Aid. What does he have to, why does Tosfos first have to say the premise, Einan Aparepot Osmano, and then Anan Sahadi? Anan Sahadi would be enough. That's the Maharam's Kasha. So the Maharam answers, I'll tell you something, he says. Because if you would say Adam Perea Betoch's Mano, then it's possible that he paid back before the building was built. Before there was even a chov at all. Maybe he paid before there was a chov at all. The Mela, there would be no din of Sarpa Faro Be'edi. Would not get into that rubric. Therefore, Tosfos first has to be Machtim, Ain Adam Perea Betoch's Mano, and therefore the Chiv is Chal. And then, once the chiv is chal, there's a chiddush to say ain sarf lefaro be'edim. This is the mahalach of the Maharam. Jay, clear?
What does that mean?
Can't hear you.
What does it mean, the chiv is chal?
I mean, in other words, if you don't say, if you don't establish ain an aparentos mano, it could be that he paid before the chov even started. Maybe before the beginning of the building of the binyan, the second guy paid. So therefore, it would not be relevant to the notion of sarf lefaro be'edim because there was no chov at all. He paid it before it was even built. So that's why Tosfos needs to first establish that no one pays Tosfos Mano, which allows the Chiv to get off the ground, which allows you to say the Chiddush of Ein Sarka Far Obeid. That's the Mahalak of the Maharam. Yes, very sharp. Go ahead, Sue.
Even if you would say, I'm not sure why that needs to be the case. I mean, that just changes the entire... I'm confused why it would be a suggestion that they're... Like, I think it's implied.
In when you're learning Pshat and Tosfos, you know, we always try to train ourselves that we don't try to skip words. And you, you've, you've grown a lot like that this semester, like everyone else. And Tulsa could have accomplished what he said with just saying Anand Sadi. Why did he need to first say Anand Bread? So he's speaking to this Nikuta. Because it could be that a man might have paid before the building was even built. So therefore there was no chov that even surfaced. So that wouldn't lead you to say Sarach Lefar Obeidim or Ain Sarach Lefar Obeidim. Because there was no chov at all.
But I mean, that if Tulsa excluded this, I wouldn't have assumed that he's not holding Ein Sarach Poreya.
But I'm saying that's what Tosa's speaking to by saying Ein Anan Poreya. He wants to establish that fact that no one pays early. There is a chov, no one pays Tosman, there is a chov that surfaced, and there's an Anan Sahadi on that, and therefore the chiddush of this din is Sarach Lefar Obeidim. That's what his kasha is. Why did Moshe Pshita your belief? The chiddush is because there is no halacha that I didn't trust the guy. Whereas Ein Sarach Lefar Obeidim, and he insisted that the loan is done with Aiden, that is show I don't trust the guy. It's a chiddush to say when I pay you back, you don't need Aiden. Okay? All right. Comes along, that was number what? Six, seven. What does the Marsha say? So the Marsha asks a little bit of a different kasha. He says, why does Tosis need to even bring up Milva Be'edim? Why does Tosis even need to bring up Milva Be'edim? There's an Anan Sadi that he built the wall. Right? In other words, why does Tosis need to mention that it's Kim Milva Be'edim? Didn't Tosis say Kim Milva Be'edim? Didn't Tosis use that expression? That it's Kim Milva Be'edim? Why is it like Kim Milva Be'edim? He didn't say it exactly, but that's what he means by saying Anan Sadi. Why do you need Anan Sadi? Tepuk leder Eidim Mamish. Where did Tosis say there were Eidim Mamish? Tosis, the beginning of the Sugya, Hamad Aleph, remember? Tosis said there were Eidim?
On the bottom.
Yeah. Tosis said on the bottom there were Eidim. So if Tosis said on the bottom there were Eidim, not on the bottom, the first Tosis. Me'ar Mamas. Remember we said they had to be Eidim that you tried to convince him, you know, and he didn't, he was Mesarev. You see from Tosis there were Eidim. But I'm saying, why does Tosis need to say there's an Anan Sahadi that he built the wall? There ain't a Mamish that he built the wall.
No, but that was only a photo wall. We didn't know if it was either actually with the...
I understand. You're saying, good, he said that by the Seifa, but who would Dinami? We would say it by the Rasha. Who would Dinami? We would say it by the Rasha. No?
Yeah, but we weren't sure, meaning that the whole point was made on that.
I understand that, but the first Tosis said it on the Seifa. So if you say there's symmetry... There's Adam in the safe, we assume there's Adam in the right. So why did Tosfos say there's an Anan Sahadi? Anan Sahadi is a fictitious. They're Mamish Adam. They're Mamish Adam. That was the Marshal's kasha. Maharam focused on why you need Anan and Parambos Mamma to say. Anan Sahadi would enough. The Marshal focused on what you need Anan Sahadi to say. They're Adam Mamish. You hear me truly? That's what Tosfos the Marshal focuses on. So that, you see, this is a great example of the logic. How you really what? How you can really break down a Tosis. The Marsha focuses on the first line. The Maharam focuses on the first line. Marsha focuses on the second line. So what's the Marsha's answer? Truly, you got me?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the Marsha's answer? He says, if there would be no Anan Sahadi, they didn't pay that Toksmano, there would be no Chiyuv, there would be Cha. And there would be no Havah Be'edim. You need to come on to the Anan Sahadi. You need to come on to the Anan Sahadi.
That was answering the question, though. If you say that there are Eidim Mamish, then sometimes you don't need them to say that there's...
Well, I guess what he means to say is that there might have been Eidim Mamish, but I can still say he paid it originally. That's what I'm saying.
But then
you
get rid of that with the
insert. But the Anan Sahadi, what I'm saying to you is the Anan Sahadi kind of like works well with the Shalom Parah B'toks Mana. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. In other words, it's like the Anan Sahadi didn't pay back Toks Mana. It's like the Marsha says, you need a combination of both those comments, and therefore what? That will tell me that it's not enough to just have Adam. Because even if they're Adam, you could say you paid it back right away. Maybe.
Yeah, but you leave the Anantahadi.
I know, but the Adam was all, he built the wall, but maybe he paid it right away even before the Chiyuv comes up, Amais. I mean, somehow the Adam do not cause that notion. Somehow the Adam do not cause that notion that he wasn't Poreya Toksman. That's what I'm saying. If you think about it, that's correct, because the Gemara says Mavah Be'edim is a machlokes whether Sarach Lefar Obeidim ain't Sarach Lefar Obeidim. So just having Eidim enough is not enough. The Anan Sadi with Hazaka, basically, I think Gemara shows assuming they work together, and therefore it tells me that he didn't pay it back at all. That's what you have to say. I hear what you're bothered by. I hear what you're about. What I'm saying to you is that when he says Hanan Sahadi, if you don't have Hanan Sahadi plus the Einan Parenthos Mano, then you're going to be in trouble. Because the Einan just tell you Mil Baby, you still could be Einsar before a baby. Still could be Einsar before a baby, Lomaisa. So we want to say, Lomaisa, that we want to say that's the Vort, Lomaisa, and that's what Taisus Lomaisa was bothered by. And that's what this is bothered by. He's asking that, why is it Chita? There's a very, very big Kiddush here. And that's what the Taisus is asking. Okay. Taisus answers, still there's no Kiddush, because here there's no indication that he didn't trust him, so of course you wouldn't have to pay back with Aiden. Okay. But at least you need that Nakuda. Okay. Yes. The Marshal's answering, Binyamin, basically you need Anan Sahadi and Anan Pared together. Aiden would not be enough that there was a loan. Because the bottom line is we need to ensure it wasn't paid back Toksman. So the Anan Sahadi accomplished that with Anan Pared. But just having Aiden that was built, maybe the guy paid him before.
That's Maran.
No. The Maran is focusing on a different kasha. Why you needed Anan Pared? Just rely on Anan Sahadi. Because you might pay back before, right? So therefore, you need to establish the mice so that you need to say in a parade that no one pays back before. Therefore, the whole surfaces. Okay. And therefore, it's a chiddush saying to pay back then. Marshall focuses on, why do you need to say Anan Sadi? Oh, there were eight in Mavish. So he's answering by saying you need the Anan Sadi plus the Anan Parade of Toksman to tell me that a guy can pay back Toksman. Because Aiden alone doesn't ensure that. Maybe he paid back before. That's what you have to say he means. He's viewing the Anan Parade and the Anan Sadi working together, Marshall, you have to say. Okay. That's what I think you got to say. I don't know if we stressed that when we originally did it. That's number 7. That's what I think you have to say. You got me, Yosef? You follow me? Okay. I can't hear you.
Not 100%.
Which one? The Maharam or the Marshall?
I don't know.
You don't know either, the Maharam or the Marshall?
I thought I understood that, but then.
What don't you understand about it? Let me repeat it one more time. The Gemara says, Rav Prater, the Gemara says that if you say Pratich Bismani, it's Pshita your Nema. Yes? You got that? Yes? Tosfos asks on that, why is that Pshita? There's a Chiddush of saying, Ma'alva b'chavera b'edim, if you hold Enan Abrev Tosmano, and on inside it, and he built the wall, it's a Chiddush you don't have to pay back for Aedim. So why is the Gemara say Bismani Pshita? Yes? That's Tosfos Kasha. Frek the Maharam, why did Tosfos need to establish Enan Abrev Tosmano first? Just go right to the Anan Sahadi that he built the wall. So Mimela, Pshita, you believe the Seir Pei. Yes? So he says no, because if you don't say Anan Parei Tosmano, the Anan Sahadi is not enough, because maybe he paid it before the Chov arose. And therefore, if it's before the Chov arose, there's no Chov, and therefore there's no, you don't have to pay him back in front of him. So what he needs to say is Anan Parei Tosmano ensures the fact, he needs to mock them that first, say that first, to ensure the fact that the chal is chov, the chov is chal, and the chal, you can't the chal chov, and therefore there's a chiddush to say in tzarch lefar beidim, and that was Tosis Kasha. So he's matzik Tosis Kasha, that's the Maran. The Marsha focuses on why did Tosis need to say an tzahadi when Tosis said an amaraf to save tamarei, the reish was stomach simich tamarei. And if it's Aiden, it's not just an tzahadi. The terence to that is that the Marsha read Anan Sadi and Tosman together to ensure that you know for sure you didn't pay back Tosman. Just having Aiden there doesn't ensure you pay back Tosman. Maybe you paid before the Aiden one saw that you built the wall. Could be to ensure the fact that it wasn't paid Tosman, you need both those comments. Anan Sadi and Aiden Tosman, and that's Mazda Tosis Kasha. And therefore Tosis is a great Kasha. It's a Kiddush thing to suffer for a minute. Tosis answers, no, it's not a Kiddush, because there's no Imam Bachaber, there's a talking, you don't trust them, so that's a Kiddush to say it's a far away. Here there's been no indication you don't trust them. So it's pushing your belief. Okay, that answer 7. Let's go to 8. Okay, number 8. If you didn't get it, we'll go over later in the afternoon. Number 8.
30 to 5:30.
Even later you could call us. But I think you got it. You got it? I can't hear you.
I think so.
Yeah? I can't, you say you think so. No, you have to say you know so. Either you know it or you don't know it. The Icarus, later on in the afternoon, you'll say it over, that will show that you know it. That's why you need a machine. you say it over, then you know. If you can say it over, you know. If you can't say it over, you don't know. Okay, eight. That's seven. Eight. What's the mahalach that we said on the din of tochsman, if you rash from minyan? What do you mean mahalach? What is the definition, Jay? The focus. The focus of tochsman. I saw that YU basketball is playing Illinois Wesleyan. Illinois Wesleyan is, I grew up in Peoria, Illinois. In, Illinois Wesleyan is in Bloomington, Illinois, right in the suburb. My father almost used to have an office there. There was a great center that played at Illinois Wesleyan. Jack Sigma. Jack Sigma played for the Seattle Supersonics. Okay? They're Division III, and he made the NBA, and he was an all-star. He was an all-star. So they're flying in from Bloomington, Illinois to play YU. Well, Meister, that requires focus. How much more do we require to focus in our chazorah? It comes to the Torah. Okay? Let's continue. What did the Gemara mean when it said toksman? What is toksman? Please get it. Elalav, when the Gemara asked the Kashim Rish, the praticha of toksman. Rashi said before the completion of the Arba Amos. That's how Rashi defines toksman. Comes along Rabbi Yonan and asks, That's toksman? That's not toksman. You have to hire workers, you have to buy materials, you have to buy the stones, you have to hire workers. That's what's called toksman. Toksman is not considered to be what? Before the Arba Amos are built, they've already started the wall. It's much before that can be toksman. That's Rabbi Yonah's Kasha Rashi. So because that Rabbi Yonah gives two tirutz, let's get it. Number one, he says, you're not chayav on the first day to pay all the expenditures. You only chayav to pay the expenses day by day. And when he said, Lamaisa, what he claimed to pay for what was not yet built, that's toksman. When the guy's asking you for in advance of paying for all the expenses of the whole building, that's already toksman. That's the first that Teretz Rabbi Yonah gives. And Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says that's what the Gemara means. That when you have to pay after what? After you build every row. Right? We'll get to that when we get to the Shach. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is of Toksman, Lamaisa, as we're saying, he's saying is that paying for the other expenses that haven't yet been built yet, that's called Toksman. Okay? That's called toksman halacha l'maisa. Yes.
But it's not going to be like say in modern times where you have to after construction you have to get it checked out by the authorities to make sure.
Right. We're going to get to that. Excellent, Yom. Very, very good. That shach when we get to has a lot of ramifications halacha l'maisa. Excellent. Very, very good, Yom. The second day, which we didn't stress on shir, but I was planning on doing that. But we're going to get to it later. The second teretz Rabbi Yonah is the Gemara held that when your friend starts building it. He's like Marich the Chaver of this Man Piron until the Gemara Beniyah. So all the expenses are considered Toksman. Once you start to build Lamai, so we consider it that he's basically elongated this Man Piron until the Gemara Beniyah. You don't have to pay me back for the expenses until you finish the whole wall. And then the Gemara answers, that's not true. Every row is its own Sman. When you finish every row, then you can take him to the entire. Before you finish the row, then you can't. Okay, but in the Havamin of the Gemara, when we said toksman, and then you're marach. So the first tercer. So let's get it. Rashi says toksman means what? You've started building the wall, but you haven't yet finished the dalet amos yet. Rabbi Yonah says that's ridiculous. You got to pay for the what? You got to pay for the rocks, the materials, the stones, the materials. You got to hire workers. That's what's considered to be toksman, even before you've actually built the fence. So Rabbi Yonah says, I'll tell you what it means toksman. It means you pay for the advanced expenses where you haven't even gotten up to there. And the second teretz is that the fact that your friend started, we consider him to be elongating the mantra until you finish. And therefore, until you finish, it's always called toksman. So that's number nine. Yes, Binyam, go ahead.
How does Binyam explain what a manasadi is? Because if the beginning of the zman is when he's just buying materials, there's no manasadi from buying materials. So how can Rabbi Yonah be saying, toksman?
First of all, the Gemara never said the word anansahadi. The Rishonim said it. So he's not kafuf to say that there's an anansahadi, right? He's not kafuf to say there's an anansahadi. And we say that in the Reisha, pratiyah toksman was what? Pratiyah toksman was neman. So pratiyah toksman is neman. So you know, Lamaisa has it's not talking about the situation. He doesn't invoke the notion of Ansari. And the truth is, if you ask me, why not? Why wouldn't a guy pay for the stones and pay for the services? Why not? Why is there no Ansari on that? It's a strong kasha. He doesn't say the phraseology, but why not? Okay? Very good. Yes, go ahead, Sue.
His second answer doesn't seem to be in line with what his objection is to Rashi's point. He's saying that it's extended until the time is built, which seems to agree with Rashi that it's until our Amos.
No, I mean, Rashi, you mean it comes out to be Rashi's second Teretz, you mean?
Yeah, that just adds another sentence to Rashi.
But it's a different Sfara, though, because since your Marach HaKaveh is Man Piron until the Gemara Binyan, since your friend started alone, we view it as if he said, you know what, this Man Piron is until the end. Rashi seems to say objectively that this man is simply not finished, not because of your chaver was marich anything, you know what I mean? Even the second Teretz Rabbein Yonah seems to say that it started a little bit earlier. Rashi seems to say nothing starts, no chiyuv starts, you know what I mean, until you finish the arbamos. The second day of Rabbein Yonah is saying really it should have started, but we view it as if since he built it himself, he's giving you the ability to pay at the end.
Why do we assume that? Why
because why'd you start yourself? If you're so far hits about not getting your money, then why'd you start building yourself? You shouldn't start until you got 50. Okay. So I'm saying, at the end of the day, the Sof's mind is the end of the building the wall. The question is, did something start and I was just ma'arich it, or nothing started until the end? So Rabbi Yonah is saying, Rashi is saying that nothing started until the end. Rabbi Yonah says something started and I'm just being ma'arich.
Okay,
very good. Everyone's on the ball. That's 9, 10.
That's
no, that was 9.
That was 8.
I apologize. That was 8. Thank you, Shruli and Binom. That's 8. 9. What was the mahal for the Tumim in the Sugya? So the Tumim said, he was bothered by Akasha. He said that, according to Rashi, the Gemara, the Shakla of Ataria, to him doesn't make any sense. Rashi on the Mishnah said that in the Reisha, the guy never would start building unless he got money, because he would scream out of the basement. We invoked that as like an Anansari. He also used the language Anansari. Rashi never did the Feirish, but we said Rashi and Bukiyos were saying the same thing. So that's a Bam Kasha. How does Gemara compare, Lamaisa, the din of Koveh's man, right? What's the Raya for the Mishnah? There's an Anansahari that for sure he gave. What are Rish Lakish talking about? There's no Anansahari by a loan. Your Koveh's man, Lechaveri, you lend him money. Rish Lakish is in and on Perev Dochsman. Okay, fine. But how do you ask on Rish Lakish from the Mishnah, where we assume that he paid, there's an Anansari that for sure he gave. And it's not a Kasha, asks the Tumim. According to the way the Rashi sets it up in the Mishnah, the whole Shakla Tarya really doesn't start. The Kasha really shouldn't start. It should be a very easy answer. Rish Lakish, we ask anything from the Mishnah. There's an Anansari that for sure he gave. My case of Alvav, in and on Perev Dochsman, there's no Anansari. It's a strong cash of the Tumim in Siman Ayin Chesif Kondala. So the Tumim gave an answer, and even though we said, Lamaisa, you have to read it into the Gemara, but it works beautifully, that Rashi said this before you get to the Maskana of the Gemara, the Teretz of Kol Shafa V'Shafa Zimnehu. In other words, when Rashi was saying that if he didn't pay, you take him to a base and to pay, Lamaisa, right? Rashi was being masver l'fnei the maskana sa Gemara that said halacha l'maisa. And according to the Hava Minit, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, a person might pay back Tosman, and there's no divadi, it's fucking subject. Rashi's just saying the only revelation of Anansari came about once the Gemara gave the Teretz. Once the Gemara gave the Teretz, l'maisa, of Kol Shafa and the Shafa, then the Gemara reveals this like Anan Sahadi, Allah Lamaisa. But in the Kasha of the Gemara did not know of this Anan Sahadi. We said this is really against Rishash, that generally says Rashi many times in the Mishnah's Masber according to the Havamim of the Sukkot. Here we're basically saying that Rashi's going Lamaisa, Lefi what? Lefi the Maskana. Okay? Lefi the Maskana. And therefore, Lamaisa, we say that if he wouldn't pay him back, he'd have been tovea and based him to pay the what, the row that he already built, and he would have screamed at him. And we assume that what? We assume that he definitely gave, right? Remember we said that? We assume definitely he gave. But in the Havim in the Gemara, the Toksmano was potter because of what? Maybe a person does pay Toksmano. It's not a Varai, it's a Turmi Safek. So that's why it was a kasher Reish Lakish. It wasn't an Anan Sahadi. That Anan Sahadi only came about only when the Gemara gave its maskana. Okay? So it should be Lafi maskana, not Lafnei HaMaskana. Okay? Two Mutar Rashi, Pirish Rashi said Lafnei HaMaskana, Shetir Tzegmar Kol Shaf, Mishad Zimnihu. It should be Lafi the maskana. That's how we interpreted the Tumim. Please get it. Okay? Even though Yosef asked in Shir, it's a little bit shvir, didn't say that, but okay, that's such a way you have to read it, Lamaisa. Otherwise, the Tumim's Kasha is a bomb Kasha. I mean, Reish Lakish turned around and said, you're asking me from an Anan Sahadi? I didn't comment on an Anan Sahadi. Well, that Anan Sahadi comment only came about with the answer that it was Mane, that it was Kol Shaf and Vishaf and Zimne. So it shouldn't be really Lifne, it should be Lefi, in my, the way that Vriyakov writes Lifne, it should be Lefi. Okay, I think so. All right, we got this? Where are we up to?
Can I just
say
a question?
Yeah, nurse. What was the cash of the Reish on Reish Lakish from the Reish? Reish Lakish is in on Paretok's mom. What does the Reish say? We assume the same guy's baby. Paretok's mom, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of cash is that? The mission is predicated based on Anan Sahadi didn't pay. The case of a loan where Reish Lakish commented in the praise, no, there's no Anan Sahadi. We just assume the psychology of a borrower never pays back those money. There's no Anan Sahadi, though. So it's like peaches and grapes, you know, peaches and oranges. You know what I mean?
The
Mishnah is based on Anan Sahadi. The Reish Lakish is Dino Lava. It's not based on Anan Sahadi. It's not a kasha. That's what the Tumim asks according to Rashi. According to Rashi, that the Mishnah is predicated on Anan Sahadi. What was the first kasha? So he said the Rashi only was Mechadish that after the Teretz of the Gemara. Lafi, the Teretz of the Gemara, called Shafa Vishafa, we assume it's already Zman. We assume it's Anan Sahadi. He's already paid. But Tosman in the Havami, when the Gemara asked the kasha, there was no Anan Sahadi. So if there was no Anan Sahadi, then it's a great kasha. Reish Lakish is in on Peret Mosmano, and then Reish says, no, we assume you pay. You got me? Just have to read between the lines. That's what you have to say. Okay, that answers which one? That answers 9, 10. Okay, let's go, guys. Let's focus. What was the Mahalach that we said, Lagabi Shiny Hacha, the Goshafi, the Shafi? You remember that? What was the Teretz of the Gemara? You with me? Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashi, they asked Ariel, how did Kushal Adukta? Should be Pshita, then he's down. What did the Gemara say? Bismani, Ila, Hechidam. Ila is brought to Bismani, Pshita, you're down. Right? So El Alat must be predicted to Doksmani. Kasha Mishlach. So what's the Gemara's answer? Kol Shaf Mishlach Zimni. Nachamal. If it's Zimni, it's brought to Bismani again, is down. What's a Chiddish? It's a bomb Kasha. I was embarrassed when I said I didn't ask him myself. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashi, they asked the Kasha.
Can you do it one more time, please?
Yes. What was the kasha of the Gemara from Reisha? What did Reish Lakish say to him? Einan Oparev Dox Mami, yes?
Sure.
What did the Mishnah say in the Reisha? We assume he did pay back.
Yeah.
Kasha. So what's the case? If he said Bismani, I pay back his Peshitis never. Allah must be Dox Mami, that's why it's a kasha. What's the Gemara's answer? Kol Kashav Tazimni. It's like you paid it wasn't Toksman, and there's 20 installments, right?
There's only this money option.
Yeah, but when it becomes money, go back to the Kasha sheet to them.
Yeah.
It's a bomb Kasha. So Rabbi Yonah and Rashba answer, no. The Chiddush in the Mishnah, called Shafshah Izimnu. That's a Chiddush. To pay back in 20 installments is a schlep. But that's a Chiddush that there is such a construct and framework for that. It's a little bit nutty, no? You have to pay back every row of stones? Yes, that is the Chiddush. So this is what Binyamin was saying before excellently. And I had a discussion with Sarfati Shlita in the car about this. The Shach in Simenai Chesiv Kanyin Beis, said this is a very shvir teretz. He thought this was a very shvir teretz to say that it's a Chiddush to say you pay 20 installments. Okay? So the Shach gives a different teretz with Rav Sarfati Shlita to point out this is a big nafkamina ladini, halach lamaisa. Why? Binyamin, you machavit to it. The Shach says the Chiddush is different. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is to schlep to pay 20 installments. Yes? So you are believed to say you paid it off in the beginning. That's a very big Chiddush, halach lamaisa. A lot of times when you build a house, or whatever you do, a project with a contractor, He expects, and he writes in the contract, I expect a certain amount of money by June 1st, certain amount of money by July 1st, certain amount of money by August 1st, and then they'll end the deal by September 1st. Right? Let's say a guy says, I paid you everything June 1st. What do you say to that? You would be believed. You would absolutely be believed. Ah, what are you talking, Rebbe? Ain't that a prayer of Nachmano? The Shach is saying, though, that's a Chiddush. Kol Shafa Shravas Manihu, that despite the fact that installments are, now I shouldn't say despite, but because, Fakir, because of the fact that installments are a tirda, you would be believed to say you paid everything June 1st. You would be believed. That's a big nafkamina ladina. That's a big nafkamina ladina. And the Ritva says the same thing. And the Chiddush is you're believed to say you paid the chelik of the wall, even though it hasn't yet been built. And the Rishash pointed out that Lafi the Shach, a person also would not pay before the wall was built. But bottom line, once some of it is built, you might pay the whole thing. Because you don't want all these tirdas. So two pshatim emerge. Either the fact that what? The framework of paying 20 installments in itself is a chiddush. That's Rabbi Yonah and Rashi. We're saying the Shach says he thinks that's shmir. The chiddush is that paying in all the installments is a tremendous tirda. And the chiddush is you are believed to say that you paid everything on the first advance or the first due date, even though nothing else is paid. It's a tremendous nafkamina ladina. But please get this: the Rabbi Yonah says. Obviously, we're talking about everything is oral. You don't have a shtar. You shouldn't use the contract with the shtar. But everything is an oral loan, right? We're talking about an oral loan here. Milval Pet. So Milval Pet, they say, why do you have the shtar? You know what I mean? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the end of every row is Zmane. The Sof Kol Shurush is Zmane. And the Tur in Kuf Nun Zayin Oskes says what? Even before the end of the row, it's Zimne. Please get it. What is considered Zimne? The end of the row, or even in the middle of the row. Okay? If the middle of the row is Zimne, so what's talking about against the first rock? You have to be in the middle. Is it Mamish the end or the middle? Now, what was the gears of the Rif? To finish this question, what did you say? Koshaita Vishaita is in a very good Yosef, and that's all the Rima Gash is gears of two. Every Shah is Kayak, yes, even the middle of the row. So when you claim Parati, when you create Parati, it's called Parati Bismano. You're Neman only on what was already built. Okay, called Shapta Vishapta is automatically Zimne, it gets out of the issue of Tokhman. Okay, that answers number what? Number 10. 11. Okay? Number 11. Guys, we need to, then we get Rabat. What about? We're going to be so behind, you have to finish it on your own. Finish it. I hope so. Well, we ask guys. We ask guys, Lamaisa. All we need is two.
I ask three.
Okay, great. You know. Okay, very good. That's 10, 11. What did Gedolei Acharonim ask and answer on the Tashma of Cheskes Shalom Nasim? What's the Kasha of Tashma of Cheskes Shalom Nasim? Is that the Kasha from the Reish of the Sefer? That's from the Sefer, yes? The Sefer proved that Einan of Prayer, from Akasha and Abai Barabbah. The Torah Chaim, the Urim V'Tumim, Nachas Tov and Rishash all ask. But didn't we say earlier, Kol Shach and the Shach is Zimnehu? Didn't we say earlier that Kol Shach and Shach is Zimnehu? So therefore it should be considered Achar Zmano. No? We've already established the Rishas, Kol Shach and the Shach is Zimnehu. Then you turn around and you ask from the Sefer. And you say, Allah must be Parati Tov Zman. What do you mean Tov Zman? It's not Tov Zman. We already established the race is talking about what? Zimni or Koshav and Meshav. It's a great kashin. So the Teres Chaim answers that the Emes Abai Rava could have given that answer to Reish Lakish. They could have said, Gam L'taymeh Kashin. Meaning, or according to your Shita, that Koshav is Zimne, so why can't he claim Shapara Bismane? In other words, Abai Rav said, you're asking on us from the Seifa? It's as much as a kasha on what? On Reish Lakish as well. Because you want to say it's Mane, it's as much as a kasha on Reish Lakish as well. In other words, Koshav's on a Zimni, so why can't he claim Shapara Bismane? Why can he claim shapar bismane lamaisa? In other words, Abaye and Rava, again, what are we asking? We're saying that the Gemara established and said in the same story about Purim and Tzman. What are you talking about? We steps called Shabshah Zimnu. So it's always considered Achasman. So the Torah's Chaim answers, Behemis, Abaye and Rava could have said the Reish Lakish, according to Rashita, also it's Shvir, Lamaisa. Because since every Shabbat is Zimnu, let it be believed. Right? Let it be believed. Right? In the same, it says it's not believed. That's the Torah's Chaim's answer. What's the Rishash's answer? He says he claimed that he paid for what he built above the Arbamos before he got to the height of Arbamos. That's the case. So that for sure pins it down to be Toksman. Even though you have Kol Shach and the Shach Shkoyev, but the part of your claim, the Kimt is, that you said you paid for what was built above Arbamos before you got up to height of Arbamos. That by definition is Toksman. Okay, that's 11. 12. That was the Rishash. The Tereskayim Lamaisa gave it to the first Terence. Then in a Hanami, they could have said that Skasha would have been an Abaye, it would have been a Rish Lakish as well. Then in Tzmani, why is he not believed? They could have said that.
And
the Rishash said that. He said it was Tosman, because he paid for what's above our eyes before they got there. So Shkoye Kol Shafisha, but the case was, it was done to Tosman. That was what his Taina was. Payback Tosman. That was the first answer to Rishon, second answer to Rishash. Okay. Fine. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that's the Kasha. Okay. Now there's in a Hanam you want to say sharp that it's called Shavshah Zimni. So then let it be believed. That could be a Kasha, not just in a Bible, it should be a Kasha on who? On Rish Lakish. Okay. What number are we up to? That's 11. Now we're up to 12. What did we say on the Shach of the Tarya of the Tashma, the Cheska Shalom Nasa? So we had a difficulty. The Shidim Gubetz, Hashem the Rosh basically asked, and then Mukia Griv and Rashash asked, it's basically a stirim. Because the Makshin, when he asks the Tashma from the Sefer, and the Makshin asks the Tashma from the Resha, what are you trying to prove? Let's go from the Resha first. What are you trying to prove from the Resha? That what? That Toksmani is what? Is Pata. Yes? That's what you try to prove in the Resha. That's against the Sefer. Because what are you proving from the Sefer? That Toksmani is what? Not believed. So in essence, there's a theory from the Resha and the Sefer. They're conflicting diukim. So what you have to say, says the Shidim Gatz Vashem the Rosh, what you have to say is that Shiny the Sefer, Mi Yemar. Me Yemer the Mechayv Le Rabbanim. You follow me?
Yeah.
Now we knew that answer. In other words, when the Reisha asked the Kasha of Reisha, in order that it wouldn't be a steward to the Savior, it already knew Me Yemer. Yes?
Yeah.
That's one answer, Lamaisha can suggest.
How's that answer?
Because what was the Kasha? That there were, yes, you have to say when the Gemara asked the Kasha from the Reisha, it knew Pshat in the Savior already. And the new Pshat and the Sefer was a special case. They could say, "Me, I never thought the Chiv would come to fruition. I never thought it would come to fruition. At all. Lamaisa. I never thought it would come to fruition. So therefore you can't prove anything about Toksman because I knew that already." That's one answer. You follow me? So that's why it's not a stupid. The second answer, the Rush himself says that originally when we asked the Kasha from the Resha, we were talking Toksman. It knew the Sefer was what? If Evis knew, the Sefer was Mi Yemar. But in the Sefer, there's no Chiddush. Just mention the Sefer, I got the Resha. But once you tell me the Resha, talking about called Shafa, the Shafa, that it's Zman, there's no Chiddush in the Resha anymore, because we know Zman, you believe. So the Chiddush is in the Sefer, that ain't on Perev Toksmano. But Mi Yemar, the Makshin thought it wasn't a Chiddush. He didn't think it was a Chiddush, Mi Yemar. And the Terence is that no, it's a Chiddush. The Terence is it is a Chiddush, Mi Yemar. And therefore, Lamaisa, you get out of it. Sheds no light on what we're saying. But in the Kasha, Lamaisa, from the Sefer, the Havin wasn't even think it was a Chiddush. Terence says it is a Chiddush, it's special, and it sheds no light to the Shiloh of Toksman at all. That's what the Rosh wants to say. Allah Lamaisa. Okay, so please get that down. Lamaisa, that was the Shidim Gatz in the Rosh and the Mukiyot, the Agriv and the Rashas asked this Kasha, Lamaisa. And, they say, Lamaisa, this what? This pshat.
Okay, I don't understand the rush at all.
Let's say the whole thing over again, okay? What do you see? It's very in-depth, though. I want you to follow this, okay? The Shidim Lefsim Rosh and the Mukeh Griv and the Shas asked, when the Makshin asked from the Rashi, what did it prove from Rashi? That Toksman is Potter, yes? Wouldn't that be a conflict with the Duke and the Sefer? That Toksman is Chayiv, yes? So that's a problem, it's a steer. You're asking a kasha, with a supposition, you're contradicting the Sefer. So you must stave that off. How do you stave that off? Because you have to...
Here's the point with the steer. Is a steer...
What did the Gemara ask from the Sefer? Tell me, what did it ask from the Sefer?
It asked, how can you say...
Then you see that Toksman is what? Pater Chayiv. What do you see if Toksman in the Sefer? The Sefer is higher than our mamas. We assume that he is not paid. So you're Chayiv. So Toksman in the Sefer is Chayiv. And what are you asking from Toksman in the Resha? Pater. So why is the Gemara like ignore that? You have to say something. What did the Makshin hold when it asked from the Resha? You know what I mean?
I knew that we would say Miyamar.
So you have to say that he knew that the Sefer would be Miyamar. Correct. That it's an exceptional case. It's not just a case of Toksman and not believe. Because you're not believing because of Miyamar. I never thought the Chiyu would come in.
But why is that a finish? Do we not always see the Resha knows what the Sefer is going to say?
Yes, because you don't want... When Ravina Rashi wrote to Gemara and they asked the Kashas, you don't want to say there was a steer when he asked the Kashas. They were smart. Yes. So you have to say he understood the Sefer was boxed in because of Miyamar. So it wouldn't be a steer in the Resha.
So why is that a finish? Do we not see that in general?
No, but you have to just say it. You have to speak it out. That's one answer. But the other answer is the following. Is that when asked for the Resha... It thought the Sefer was also Miyamar, but in the Sefer there'd be no Chiddush then, right? So it just mentioned the Sefer of the Resha. But once the Gemara says Kol Shafa, the Shafa means it's Mane, there's no Chiddush in the Resha, and the Chiddush is in the Sefer, that Enam Rebdos Mano. But the one who asks from the Sefer didn't think Miyamar was a Chiddush. Gemara answers it is a Chiddush. Gemara answers that Miyamar is a Chiddush, and it sheds no light on Tosman. Okay, Sula, you got me?
Yeah.
Okay, that answers number what?
12.
That number is 12. That answers 12. 13. What is the Agdar of Zman Piron in the Sefer? What is the definition? So Rashi says the Zman Piron in the Sefer is when you finish building the wall next to the guy, 11 Amma wall. Then you know, Lemaisa, that you got to pay. But the Yad Ramah argues and says it means. Soon as you get up to more than the Dalai, as soon as you start building your wall, more than Dalai Yavamo, that's the Zman to pay the guy. It doesn't have to be when you finish matching it, when you finish the actual wall. It means when you start above the Arbamas. It's plain Machlokes as Rashi, Yavamo. As Rashi said, right? What does Rashi say is Lashon? Rashi says, "Yilem normally pratitos manik shkamartis kostli biadati kamins chayafti l'seya bakbaascha." Says kishamartis are kostli. He's talking about the second guy. Yaramot says, "When it's above our mamas." Okay, that answers number 13, 14. What is the machlekes between Tosis against the Rabban and Rashi and Rosh Lagavi Yisomi? Straight up. What does our Gemara say? What does our Gemara say? You saw me. You guys want to do a Zoom tonight to finish up the questions? I don't want to be too. I don't want to impose too much. You don't want it, are you? No? Huh? What do you got? You got nothing?
I'm in here.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Okay, good. Sorry. What about it? What about after night saving? What do you have after night saving? You want to do it?
I like it. Yeah, I don't know if I can do it either.
Yeah, I think it's too much. Why can't you do it?
That kind of how bedtime
work.
Secular work?
Everybody doing the kind of challenge.
It's okay. You're a great guy. Everyone's a great guy. No, don't worry about it. What'd you say, Trudy?
We're doing the 10 o'clock bedtime challenge.
Oh, okay, good. Listen, if you're ready for the beginning, that's great. Okay. You're not still doing 10-10 Meyer for
10 times.
I thought they do 10-10 Meyer because of Rav Talbis, Rav Fush Lehman. They're still doing it? Okay, good. All right, let's go. Let's go to number 13. What did it say, number 14? Okay. It says in the Gemara that if you want to collect from Nichsi Yisomim, you can only collect with a Shvuah. But since this Chazak is so strong, Einan Amporeh B'Tochsmano, Yes? You can collect even without a shul. Amazing Gemara, no? Who can you collect from? Only adult orphans? Yes, that's what Taisa says. You cannot touch kid orphans. And all the other Rishonim, I wrote them down, Rabban, Rash, Parash, they all argue and say, even from Yisomim Ketanim, you can collect. You can collect. Please get that. Because that answers 14. Okay, let's go to 15. Okay, number 15. The men nechleku Rav Papa, Ravuna Breda Rishua, Legabi Enya Skak, and Lenifsi Yisomim. You know why? You know, I should have written Ketanim over there. I should have written Ketanim. What's the reason why you can't touch the Ketanim? According to Rav Papa, because a lot of mitzvah need him. There's a famous mitzvah to pay back. I don't know how it's famous. Rav Papa says, Priest Bachov mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to pay back your debts. It's a mitzvah. Remember, we didn't give all the Makaras. Rashi quotes a pasuk Hin in Sefer Vayikra. Remember? It says Hin. Remember I quoted it someone? Aryeh was a pasuk or Binyamin. Remember we said it's a pasuk in Vayikra, but Hin something? Priest Bachov is a mitzvah. The Ketanim are not type of mitzvahs. So you can't touch their property to pay back their father's debts. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua gives a different theory called Srari. What does Srari mean?
Money bags.
Father never didn't want to stick his kids with payments of debt, so he assumed that he paid the Bachov while he was alive before he died. So do we assume that or not? So the whole theme of Tosas is we do assume Srari. We do assume Srari. Absolutely, for the Ketanim as well. And the other Rishonim do not assume that. The other Rishonim say that he did not do that, and you can collect from the Ketanim even without a shul. Okay? So please get that Machlekes. You have to know that we did it in Taisus. Yes, sir. You had a question? Okay, Binyamin, you had a question?
I think
you're good. Okay, that's 15, 16. What is the Raya from the Din Almana, and how did Tosas shlug up the Raya? So there is a fascinating din that a widow whose husband dies, God forbid, you have to be nice specifically to a widow, it says in Chumash. The chinuch is mechadish even to a grusha. He says it beferish in the chinuch. It's not so well known, that chinuch, okay? This past Friday night we had a grusha over. She's a neighbor of ours. We have her over often. My wife really does the mitzvah. I don't do anything. I just eat, you know what I'm saying? But the bottom line is my wife does a big mitzvah because of what? Because he invited, because of Grusha also, it's a terrible situation. The Chumash only has Almon, but the Chinuch says the Mestabit should apply to Grusha too. So it says with Feirish that her husband dies, she wants to collect her ksuba. She cannot touch the Yisoma's property until she takes a shvur. Why? Because we're afraid the husband was taking care of her during her life and giving her money bags. And therefore, if you want to take from the Yisoma, we say to the lady, you know what you better do? You better take a shvur that you haven't collected anything. The husband didn't pay any of the ksuba while you're alive. So you see there's a notion of proving that people give money bags even while they're alive. Then Taisus says, no raya. Plugs it up because ksuba is special called a tanai basin. And people are for hits the bottom. And the husband makes sure it's paid off even before he's dead. He gives her money bags. But that sheds no light in general on Nichsi Yisomim. Because if Tanai Beis didn't give money bags, but he's going to pay off his personal debts, who says that's true? That answers number 16. Okay. 17. 17. What do we add on to the din of Almana? Let's just say that, and then we got a Dab Mitzvah. What'd you say? Yes, the Tanai Beis, so we're up to number 17. So we just did 16 and 17. By Yisom Rechosh, the money bags only by Ketanim, the Rashbam says, because they don't know how to look into it. They don't know how to look into it, Lamaisa. They don't know to look into it, Lamaisa. So if they don't know to look into it, and look what the din is, but Mashenk and Gedolim do, and they can check into it whether their father gave money bags. The Ketanim don't know how to do that. So we assume by the Ketanim there were money bags. By the Gedolim, we're going to start in a sec. But by Gedolim, guys, we're done in a sec. But by Gedolim, Lamaisa, by Gedolim, they can check into it. The Rosh quotes Vashem the Ritz, Vashem the Betz, and Super Shem the Rod, the Rabban. But by Almana, Rechosh, the husband pays the Almana some of his sasso when he's about to die. That's man. That's Ruggle to do. The Beis Shmuel said an afkino a nichsu milug, which is not tnai based. The property that she brought into the marriage, and he's got to pay her back. According to the Tzur, not choshi gave it to Michaim, because not a tnai based. According to the Ritzba, where choshi paid it, someone from Misasa. Now the milug says according to Ben Tam, ksubas the arise, it's not a tnai based. So you have to say like the Ritzba, he gave it to her, someone from Misasa. And the Russian ksubas lunheim and afsa b'shem the Ramah by Almana, where choshi gave over the money back because he doesn't want her to be embarrassed after his death. That she doesn't have any money and she's got to go and take a shul, you know what I mean? So that she has no money, doesn't want to be embarrassed. Okay, proud of you guys. That we left off, I went up to 18. I'll be in the mismatch 2:35 for you. Call me the whole evening. 9 o'clock tomorrow, we have the mechinas. Everyone should be back. Slokhi. Everyone stay well. Nimka now. Okay, guys ready? Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, guys. 101. Who wants to stop for the coming?
I got to head out.
Well, you gotta head out, so then we still have a minion? You still have. Yeah. You want to dive it already? Yeah, Shkoyah. Achron Achron of the semester.